We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel. The first words on the line are the Ma'aseh LeMahacha. We're starting from the word Chatos. We all started with the Mishnah that told us that Pesach has to be dafka from Chulin, not from Ma'aseh Sheni. Therefore, we learned that the other Kabbanas Chayva that have to come from Chulin, not Ma'aseh Sheni. The question was, how do we know by Pesach alone that it has to come from Chulin? So the first Mandiyam held, the Raya was from Pesach Mitzrayim. There was obviously no Ma'aseh Sheni, it came from Chulin. And therefore, that's the Makar. But Rabbi Kiva didn't like that, because you're not Donim Efsher, Mashiach Efsher. It's not possible there. And therefore, we need a new Makar for Rabbi Akiva that Pesach has to come Dafka from Chulin. So because of that, we brought down this drasha that we darsh in the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav, which says, Zoysa Torah la'oila v'la'mincha v'la'chatas v'la'oshim v'la'melum v'zevach ha'shlamim. And we're going to darsh in every word, every carbon teaches us something else. And we're going to come eventually to a limud that teaches us that Pesach or Davar Shebechayva has to come Dafka min ha'chulin and not from Ma'aseh Sheni. So Zok the Gemara. Chatos, we're going right now and explaining what this pasuk teaching us. So far we got taught Oila and Mincha. Oila teaches us that it has to be with a keli, a sakin, and Mincha teaches us that it's in the chalos of zichrei kuna. What does Chatos teach us? Chatos, ma chatos mekacha bebelua, av kol mekacha bebelua. Chatos teaches us that just like the halacha is, if another carbon touches the chatos and it gets a blia from the chatos, the halacha is that it absorbs some taste from the chatos, the new carbon, this carbon that touched the chatos, has all the dinim of the chatos. If the chatos is possible, this is going to be possible. If the chatos has to be eaten one day and night, and this is a shlam, it has to be now one day and one night. If it's more chomer, it has to be dafka zichrei kuna, this also is dafka zichrei kuna. If it gets the din of the chatos from balua, and we learned out every other carbon also, every carbon that a piece of meat touches that carbon, it gets the din of that carbon. We even know that from chatos. By chatos, it says in the pasuk that kol asher yigav v'sora is yikdosh to be like it. Called Ashiga Bazar Yikdosh. Here also we darshan that all of the Kabbalists, we learn from Chatos, all the Kabbalists also have his din, that call Ashiga Bebasso become Kaddish. That's Chatos. We learn from Asham. Ma Asham ain't Shvir Vishilya Kaddish Baya. Asham is always a Zachar. A Zachar obviously cannot have a Shvir Vishilya. Shvir Vishilya is the Ubar inside the womb of the animal. Either it's the fetus itself or it's the sack. The halacha is, those do not have kedusha until it's born. How do we know? Because just like about asham, the shvir v'shilya inside the asham does not have a din kedusha. Why? Because it's not possible. It's a zachar. I've called in shvir v'shilya kadosh by. Same thing, every carbon, even in the keva, the shvir v'shilya is not kadosh by. Because saw v'vlod is kachim v'avyasim and kadoshim, that the v'vlod is kachim only are kadosh when they're born. V'donim efshim v'efshim, you learn that efshim v'efshim. It's efshim by a zachar, by asham, but we learn out from there. So that's what we learn out from the pasuk of the word, the carbon of Asham. Miluim, what do we from Miluim? Ma Miluim, Meisreim, Bisreifa, Vein Balachayim, Meisreim, Bisreifa. My Miluim learn from Luim that the old din Sreifa is only by a carbon that is Noisar. We see by Miluim first a pasuk that says that the Noisar, Mivasar, Mivasar, Miluim, says in the pasuk, Umin Alechem, Anabaikav, Asaraftas, Noisar, Beish. So he sees a din to burn Noisar. But what happens if you have a carbon that's an extra carbon? Do you burn it? So we learn from here, no. Just like by Meluim, only Noisar is burnt. The same thing here, Ein Bali Chayim Esrafim. Like Rashi is going to Hifrish Shteik Abonis Lachrayis. Oy Karbam Uberes V'yolda. The Sheni is Mutter, and there's no Din Sreifa on that. Moisreim is not Sreifa. Where do we see that from Meluim? Ma Meluim, Moisreim V'sreifa, Ma Chayim V'sreifa, Ma Chayim V'sreifa, Af Kol, Moisreim V'sreifa. If there's Noisar Sreifa. Ein Bali Chayim, if it's a live animal that's extra Moisreim, Ein Bali Chayim V'sreifa, Moisreifa, it's not, no Din Sreifa. That's learning from Meluim. And lastly, we're learning from Shlomim. Ma Shlomim, Mefaglim, just like Shlomim has the ability to Mefagle something else, which means, Rashi learns, it means when you Shech the Zevach, can Mefagle in a Sochim. If this carbon becomes pigled, then a Sochim can pigle also. Mefaglim, also, it becomes pigled itself. If Bashash Zrika, you think about it, doing Chutz Zmani, the Basar itself becomes pigled. So it's Mefaglim, Mefaglim. I've called Mefaglim, Mefaglim. Everything else also is Mefaglim, Mefaglim. And like Tosfos points out, that really could have said even more pashut, that just like by Shlom, the dam is mefagel as habasar, and the basar also becomes mespagel. But either way, the point is that the Shlom is mefagel all the things, and it becomes pigel itself as well. So with this, we covered all the drushes, and so far we don't have any raya minachulin yet, but we covered all the drushes from this pasuk. Oyla teaches us kli, mincha teaches us zichri kuna, chatas teaches us that balua. Asha teaches us that the Shvir Vashilya is not Kaddish. Meluim teaches us that there's no Din Sreifa Bali Chaim. Zevach HaShlom teaches us Mefaglim Mespaglim. Now, there's another man, the Amar, B'shmei Dvar Akiva, who darshan some of these kabbalas is a little different. Masita Tana B'shmei Dvar Akiva, Zoysa Torah, what does Mincha teach us? Not Zichri Kuna. Mincha teaches us something else. And we know Zichri Kuna from the pasuk we had before, on top of the Amma, Kerish HaGadashim Techelenu Kol Zachar. So what do you do with Mincha, according to this man? Mincha, Ma Mincha Mekadeshes B'Belua, I've called Mekadeshes B'Belua. That Mincha also is there to teach us that it's Mekadeshes B'Belua. Now why do you need the pasuk Mincha and Chatas? Why do you need both things? So Gemara says, they both say that Mekadesh v'Belua, why do you Mincha and Chatas? V'itzuch l'michta v'chatas, v'itzuch l'michta v'mincha. The cost of Rachman v'mincha, you would say there, there's a din b'lua, m'shum d'reki chavala, because it's soft. So it's b'leia, easy. Avachatas, a piece of basa, it's not soft. Eim aloi, maybe there's no problem b'lua. V'itzuch l'michta v'chatas, from the basa, I got the shomein, because it's very fat, kader. It goes deep in the b'lias. Avamincha, eim aloi, tzricha, therefore we need both. And still, Rabbi Kiva uses the word chatas for another drasha. Tosis points out that tart darsh mechatas, kvar darsh nami ma chaz b'lu mekadesh. So Tosis points out in maschal ma chatas that you can learn two things from it. So you also learn from chatas according to this man Yama ma chat. And this whole nidin was here for this line chatas ma chatas ain't about el merachulin. Chatas is dafka from chulin, not from ma'ase sheni. Uva yoyim has dafka by day. Uva yadi you want to be the right hand. You do the zriko right hand. Afkal, all of the kumaras also in a bottom of a chulun comes dafka from chulun, not from my sheni. Over yoyim dafka by yoyim, over yodra yimaras in the right hand. Now the chatz gufa menalon. How do you know the chatz gufa has to be dafka? Chatz itself has. How do you know dafka from chulun? Amar chista makrav. The hikrav Aaron is para chatz hashaloi. And we darshin loy mishaloi, but loy mishal ma'isa. Can't be from ma'isa here. Break the mara by yoyim. You learn from chatz by yoyim. We know from yoyim savoisa in Afka. We know from every the regular pasuk by every single carbon. Yoyim savoisa. It's more kedin asva echanabi. That's not what the limun is. But yodi amonis. The rabbi chana in Afka. The rabbi chana. I'm rosh lakos. Kavakosha omnema etzba v'kunel v'yimin. That we know it's always a min. We don't have to learn from here. More kedin asva. It's also it was just thrown in there. But really the ikalimun chatz is menachul. So it comes out fi rabbi Akiva. We changed three drushes. Mincha is not for zichikuna. Mincha is for balua. Chatos is not for Balua, Chatos comes for Enabalim and Achulin. And we're going to do a third one, Osham. Osham, he has the Midrash also, not for Shvir Vashilya. Osham, my Osham, Atzmoisim Mutarim. Just like about Osham, the Atzmois of the Osham is Mutar, I've called Atzmois Mutarim. Now, how do you know by Atzmois that Atzmois are Mutar? Which means like this, you get the basar to eat, and I ate up all the basar, there's nothing left, no marrow, no basar. Can I use those bones now to make a knife, a handle for a knife out of it? So the halacha of Asham, yes. Why? Because it's mutter to eat, it's mutter to the kain, and there's no din noisar on bones, so therefore in America it's mutter. So all other kabbalas as well is mutter. Now, in other places, Rashi and Zvachim says that a special drasha by Asham, lo yiyah, that you're allowed to use it, and that's what we're learning dafka from Asham, that Asham is the makar, that you're allowed to use the bones for to your own use. So he has three other drashas. Now, the other ones, Oyla, Meluim, and Shlomim, he learns the same, like the first Mandi Amar, like Shmuel, Meshum, Rav, Eliezer, they use the same drasha. These he changes. And Lamais, at the end of the day, this is how we know, Rafi Rabbi Akiva, obviously the same Rabbi Akiva, that this is with his Makar, that Kachem has to be Dafkam Rachulin, and Nafa Mais Yashani. Zotim Maravaita, Rabbi Akiva, if he doesn't darshin the Pasik, Vizavachta Pesach, because Lamais, according to Rabbi Akiva, how do you know, say Toida? It has to be a chulun. You learn that from chatas. So our mishnah that says there's a pasuk by Pesach v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem alekecha, and the pasuk says like this v'zavachta. Well, let me see this pasuk again. It says in the pasuk there v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem alekecha tzayin u'bakar. And the question was that Pesach's from tzayin, not from bakar. So with darshina means that to teach us that all the kabbalas that come from a bakar, like a toyda or shlamim, has to be dafkan rechulin. But according to Rabbi Kiva, we learn it from somewhere else, we learn from Pesach. So why by Pesach? Why in the world by Pesach does it say tzayin ubakar? Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, haivis zavach for Pesach, on top of on base now, my overlay. What does it do with that posting? When Boyle Krav Nachman. No, Rav Nachman, Minayin Lemoisa, Pesach, how do you know that something that's left over from Pesach, and you didn't bring it as a carbon Pesach? How do you know Shakar of Shlomim? Shadabah, the Pasuk says, Vizavachto, Pesach, Shem Akechot, Tzoyin Ubaka. Valoyim Pesach, Balam Akhsov Menizim, which is Tzoyin. So why did it say to Shech, Tzoyin Ubaka? Elamoisa, Pesach, Yehelo Dava, Bamra, Tzoyin Ubaka. Moisa Pesach will be for a carbon that comes from Tzoyin Ubaka. What is that, a Shlomim? Now, Rashi points out, it could have been maybe Oila. Oila also comes from Tzoyin Ubaka. But the answer is, since you matfej Hashem Achila, it has to be something else that's Achila also, Alfuke Oila. So you learn from this pasuk, the Maisa, that Moisa Pesach Eshlam. Right, the Gemara of Mahalka Nafka, is that the Makar, the Moisa Pesach Eshlamim? Medavud Shmuel Nafka. We have a different Rashi. The Chsiv says in the pasuk, V'menatzoyin Karbonu Lezevach Eshlamim. And this words zevach hashlomim is extra because in the parasha of shlomim anyway. Shusim menatzoin yavi karboni. What's shlomim zevach shlomim? Teach us. Am avurus wo dava ba menatzoin yel zevach shlomim. So something that comes menatzoin, which is the karm pesach shekom shlomim. So we have another drasha. Why did this pasuk zevach the pesach shemakach? We have the pasuk of the menatzoin karboni, and we have a third drasha. Vakati ma'ach nafka ma'asim nafka the tanya. It says in the pasuk keves. In the parasha of Shlomo, it says keves, and we should figure out it's a keves because it says at the beginning of the parasha tzoin. Then it says later on vim eiz karbonai. So obviously, a process of elimination tells you it's a keves. Why is it keves? The rabbi says pesach la'aliyah. First of all, it teaches us that a korban pesach, your makriv the aliyah is one of the emurim. Kushoyim im keves lahavi pesach shavah shnase, a pesach that's more than a year old now. It came for pesach v'shlomo abamach pesach, which is a chagiga l'chol mitzvah shlomim, as all the dinei shlomim. As all in Islam, that's what Marav Noim, as all in Islam. When I say Chagiga, I mean the Chagiga Siyodala, which is the Chagiga used to eat enough that you should the Karam Pesach ala Seiva. So Akaponim, you have a third Rasha, you have a third Rasha in this Pasuk that says the Avrash Nasai, it turns into Ashlam. And the price goes further, Kishu'ime Vim'ez, when it says in the Pasuk, Vim'ez, Hifsik, and then teach us, Limit ala Ez, Shein Tuna Aliyah, is not need Aliyah, and that includes the Karam Pesach, is not need Aliyah either. So Akaponim, the question is, what do you three psukim tell you that Moiser HaPesach, extra Pesach, is a shlom? So after Gemara, I'll tell you why I need all three drashas. Elo Tlosa Kroye Ksiv. It says three psukim. Three times that Pesach turns to shlom. Chad La'avra Zmanu V'Avra Shnasai. One is, it's more than a year old and it's after Pesach. The Chad La'avra Zmanu V'Avra Shnasai. It's not more than a year old, but just past the first days of Pesach. The Chad La'avra Zmanu V'Avra Shnasai. It's even before Pesach. Then all three could be in Islam. The Gemara explains, which means we pass by Pesach, and it's more than a year old. So Pasha, it's not Raya for Pesach, therefore it could be Islam. But maybe of Avra's Manu, which means it passed the first day of the Pesach, but it's still within the year, it's still 1 year old, less than 1 year old, the Behemoth. Maybe the Chaz of Pesach Sheni, maybe wait to Pesach Sheni, you can't use the Islam. Maybe you try to sell someone for Pesach Sheni. But maybe if the carbon is extra before Pesach and I took it and I was shechted it before Pesach, Hashem Shlomim, who said then it becomes a Shlomim? I have a loyal over his mind, loyal over his nostoy, that fill of Pesach Rishon, Amichazi, and maybe it won't be a Shlomim. Tzricha, I need all three drashas, and that's what Rekiva does for Pesach, is a Vachta Pesach, Hashem Lakach, Hashem Abach, he uses it to teach us that Moisa Pesach is a Shlomim. And you need all three. You need three drashas for that to tell you in every single example of Avra, the halacha is that the Pesach has a din of Ashlamim. Hadun halach perek atoydo isabah b'li neder.